RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Welcome back. Ever get annoyed by too much cheering? No, I don't mean smoke in the kitchen, peeling the onions, or the loss of a friend or a pet. I'm talking about that annoying cheering that just doesn't want to stop, or even is intermittent. Well, I thought we would look at the anatomy of that issue today, because it's rather tricky, often depends on whether it's unilateral or bilateral, depends on your age, and depends on previous trauma. You think about tears because the eyes need to be bathed in a wet solution. Even a crocodile has crocodile tears that it has to keep the cornea wet because they're often above the water. Well, we have to keep our cornea, the front of the eye, wet. And we do so by a combination of water, mucus, and oil, the oil preventing the evaporation. So we have to make the tears, and then we have to have them exit normally so that there's like a flow, that the sink has faucets and the sink has a plug. What happens when you have too much flow is you start spilling over the gunnels. What happens if you clog up the drain, which happens in our sinks all the time with time, then you build up the tears. Same thing happens if your little tear duct exit lines get clogged. So, the anatomy of the tears are we make tears. We make them from two sources. We make them inside the lids and the conjunctiva. Those are your primary tears. Those are the tears that are constantly there as your baseline. Think of your lacrimal gland as the backup system, like a water tower in town. That the lacrimal gland elicits tears when you really need them. If wind's blowing in your face, it's a cold day. You're blinking like crazy because you're staring at the computer. You get a little extra juice, a little overzone, etc. So the real problem is not too much tears for most people. It's that the outflow is not effective. Well, how does the outflow get stopped up? Well, long-term inflammation of the eyelid margin, called blepharitis, meibomian gland dysfunction, seborrhea, acne rosacea, inflammation of the eyelid, will squeeze shut the little ductule that runs from the eye into the nose. Well, the anatomy of that is, in the inner corner near the nose are two little openings called puncta. And the puncta lead by a canaliculus, a little tube, to a sac. The sac is situated directly in the center of the eye, adjacent to the nose. You can actually feel it and pump it because there's a ligament over top of it. And that has an exit route from the back of that sac through the bony structure of the nose into the nose, so that there's a slow drip of tears every time you blink. It's almost like your lids close like Velcro zipping shut, that the lids close and squeeze the tear film that's over your eye from the outer part, from the temporal bone, towards the nose into the little tubes like a rain gutter, and then out the normal distribution pattern. But what happens is when that tubule gets blocked, you get tearing. So the usual cause of tearing, especially when it's bilateral, is long-term inflammation of the eyelids. The usual treatment of that is the eye doctor will dilate the tear duct with a blunt instrument and then irrigate through the system with saline. If the opening is the only problem, when squirting and pushing through the saline, it will go easily into the nose or back of the throat, and the person will gag a little bit and say, "Victory! We did it!" And that should last a couple of years. Well, sometimes it's not so simple. Sometimes it's due to more scarring, and then it will not irrigate through. At that point, you try to irrigate the upper punctum. And if that doesn't irrigate through, then you need a little more severe intervention. Those nasolacrimal tubes are then placed through the tear duct, into the sac, and into the nose, and then into the nose and left there for a couple months to canalize and form a new permanent channel. After 3 months, the tubes are removed. Well, what if that's not a possibility, that there's a scar or a broken nose? Well, that's when you call an oculoplastic surgeon, someone who is an ophthalmologist, so he knows the lacrimal outflow facility and the natural history of tears and the pathway of the tears, and someone who is also a plastic surgeon that has studied in detail the opportunity to connect all of the functions of that outflow facility. If a simple dilation and irrigation doesn't work, if a nasolacrimal intubation with a tube doesn't work, then you need surgery right over the sac, and then you create a new opening from the lacrimal sac into the bone. That is highly successful with modern methods, etc. Sometimes it's even done through the nose, so there's no external scar, incision, etc. And rarely it has been done using local anesthesia and done through the nose. But most people are going to have the simple system, that they get inflammation of the lid, the tear duct gets narrowed, tears run over the gunnel. But there are other causes of tearing as well. Chronic conjunctivitis. Irritation is going to do it. Chronic conjunctivitis often gives you more debris in the tears, which make it more likely that the tear duct outflow system is going to get plugged with mucus. Lashes turning into the eye. Sometimes they're called silver foxes because they're one-third the normal size of lashes, and they grow from the oil glands backwards because they're not normal lashes. That would be a cause of tearing. Abnormality of the lid itself. It tilts in, it tilts out, is an issue for tearing. But then there's a real sneaky cause of tearing, and that is people have dry eyes. They're always wondering, well, I tear, how can I be dry? Yes, you don't tear all the time. The problem is you get enough irritation that you get staining of the cornea, which is like a foreign body feeling. That elicits tears coming from your lacrimal gland. Then you get an overflow of tears from the lacrimal gland. So you have a combination of dryness and tearing, which is a major cause. But most people, you analyze the tears by doing a Schirmer tear strip. Take a piece of filter paper and we run it from the eyelid and measure how much tears people make in 5 minutes. The moral of the story is, if they're low in tears, you know they're on the dry side. If they make lots of tears, you know they're obstructed. So there is always a remedy to figure out why people are tearing. And so we often use the services of an oculoplastic surgeon when a simple issue is not readily available. We ask the specialist to see what they can do to alleviate the problem. Of course, you're not going to die from it, but it sure is annoying. And if you have a public job and you're a salesperson, carrying a handkerchief in your pocket may not be just for show. So people need to complain. We need to listen to the complaint, and we need to know the maneuvers, etc. So the moral of the story is cure the underlying problem, whether it's lid, dry eyes, ocular outflow, etc. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes. Please feel free to listen to this show, this podcast, and any others on radio.com, wizardofeyes.com/WizardOfEyes.